so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Well, yeah, that of course is Sleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yes, we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, with a really kind of a different and special show tonight. And one of the many joys of being married to Terry for almost 40 years is that she's an artist, and I get to see that creative process happen virtually every day. And as one who changes her approach and even sometimes the medium of her art, it's truly remarkable to watch. She's also, from time to time, throws out ideas for shows, and tonight's show is a blending of art and her idea and her research. Because tonight, we have a show featuring Texas musicians who are also visual artists. And many of these artists show their work at Yard Dog Gallery in Austin on South Congress, which is not that far from the Continental Club and not that far from where we used to live when we lived in Austin. So tonight's show is filled with philosophical and, in some cases, heartbreaking songs. And we're going to might as well start off with one from Daniel Johnston, who gained notoriety in Austin by handing out cassette tapes of his music to people, including his customers at the McDonald's where he worked. Here's one of those songs, and it describes what it can be like to be an artist. And if it sounds familiar to you, I'm going to explain why after the song, but for now, let's listen to Daniel Johnston and the story of an artist.
Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. The artist walks alone, someone says behind his back. He's got his gall to call himself that. He doesn't even know where he's at. The artist walks among the flowers, appreciating the sun. He does this all his waking hours. But is it really so wrong? They sit in front of their TVs, saying, hey, this is fun. And they laugh at the artist, saying he doesn't know how to have fun. The best things in life are truly free. Singing birds and laughing bees. You got me wrong, says he. The sun don't shine in your TV. listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others just like to watch the world.
Singer,
That was Walter Sadas Humera, sometime resident of Boston and the frontman of the band The Silos, and his song Come In As Singer, and that came from the album Waterio, or Waterio. Walter said in his notes to the song that it speaks to every artist's desire to be remembered, and especially to have their work remembered. And as an artist, Walter went to New York in the early 80s, I think it was, to pursue a career in the visual arts, and he completed a year of graduate school at Pratt, and his work then was really large color abstract fields. And then his career got sidetracked by the success of The Silos, but he took up painting again in the early 2000s, and he created some cartoonish dog paintings that became wildly popular, so much so that he formed a company called Walter's Dogs, and he sells his work at the Yard Dog Gallery in Austin. Before Walter, we heard Daniel Johnston with Story of an Artist from the 1982 album Don't Be Scared, and if the song does sound familiar, it's because it was used in an Apple commercial. Daniel was born in Sacramento, and he grew up in West Virginia. He spent significant periods in his life in psychiatric institutions with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. And in fact, one institutionalization was around 1990. He was flying from Austin to West Virginia in a two-seater plane with his father as the pilot. And Daniel had a manic episode and began thinking he was Casper the Friendly Ghost, during which time he took the key out of the ignition and he threw it outside. His father, a former U.S. Air Force pilot, successfully crash-landed the plane with only minor injuries to either one of them. Daniel's art started with really simplistic drawings for the covers of his records, especially a frog that some called Jeremiah the Innocent, who's on the cover of his Hi, How Are You album, and it was painted as a mural on the wall of the Sound Exchange record store in Austin. His art has been shown in galleries in London, New York, Sacramento, and Yard Dog, and others. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas, the Art Edition, and as we listen to Texas musicians who also are visual artists, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and you can check out the playlist and the websites for these artists if you go to the Voice of Vashon Facebook page. Next up are two artist musicians who also show at Yard Dog with love songs of sorts. We're going to lead off with a painter who happens to come from Austin, Texas, Bob Schneider, and Let the Light In.
Light in again. floor. The world kept spinning round like it's always done before. The people in the club said they don't make a pretty pair. The tin man and the witch, they didn't seem to care, no.
Tonight.
Well, thank you. That was Darden Smith, born in Brenham, Texas, which is about halfway between Austin and Houston, but he's now out of Austin. The song was a Levy song, came from his Little Victories album released in 1993, and as you can tell, it was a live album. As I've noted before, Darden has a couple songwriting programs, both of which use collaborative songwriting to work with groups of children and with soldiers returning from combat. Darden's art is just simple black and white line drawings from sketchbooks that he puts together while on tour. He's also a really good photographer. Before Darden, we heard Bob Schneider, also out of Austin, and his song Let the Light In from his album A Perfect Day. He was raised in El Paso and Munich, because his dad was studying unsuccessfully to be an opera singer. Bob went to the University of Texas at El Paso to study art, but he dropped out to be in a band called Joe Rockhead, and he eventually performed with the Ugly Americans and then co-founded the Scabs, a really, really good funk group out of Austin. He's had a few solo records and made some contributions to a whole bunch of different soundtracks, and his art is primarily a series of portraits that are painted and kind of mixed media as well. And in the video to the song Let the Light In, there are quite a few pieces of art that Bob has created in different, and it's portrayed in different stages of completion. You are listening to Texas musicians who are also visual artists here on The Voice of Ashon. And on the show, Boogie Back to Texas, I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Spring Organics. 40-plus years of organic, non-GMO soy foods made daily right here on Vashon. Tours are available. Find them on the web at islandspringorganics.com.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, thanks to those folks. Next up, we have a couple of story songs, and we're going to lead off with Sam Baker, who's from Itasca, Texas, which is south of Fort Worth and north of Waco, kind of in the middle of nowhere. Sam was traveling by train to Machu Picchu in Peru when a bomb that was placed on a luggage rack above his head by a guerrilla group, that bomb exploded, and it killed 7 passengers, including 3 who were sitting with him. Sam was left with some brain damage, including a cut artery and blown eardrums, and the fingers on his left hand were just gnarled. He retaught himself how to play guitar left-handed, and he retained enough dexterity to hold a pick. Here is Sam Baker with the song Broken Fingers.
How long ago? It's 16 years every day. Course I know. Forget his face. Of course I don't. It's like a crystal vase, these broken fingers. Some things don't heal. I can't wake up from a dream. Dream is real, these broken fingers. Forget his eyes, his silhouette. Of course I don't. Forget there are blue eyes, a silhouette. There is a debt, it's a debt I don't forget. Get these broken fingers. Some things don't heal. I can't wake up from a dream. When the dream is real, these broken fingers. I don't forget, princess like a crystal vase. I don't forget there is a debt. But how long ago? It's 16 years every day. Course I know, forget his face. Of course I don't. It's etched like a crystal face. These broken fingers, some things don't heal. I can't wake up from a dream when the dream is real. These broken fingers. These broken fingers.
L.A. And that's where he died. And no one knew his Christian name, and there was no one there to cry. But I dreamt there was a funeral, a preacher in a cheap pine box. And halfway through the sermon, Blue Wing began to talk. He said, it's dark in here, can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes and I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds where the rain don't fall on a poor man.
That was painter and singer-songwriter Tom Russell with Blue Wing from his Poor Man's Dream album released in, 1989, I believe it was. He's had about 30 studio albums out, and the most recent of which are pretty heavily influenced by the art and the culture and the history and the folklore of the American Southwest. He's got a song called Who's Gonna Build Your Wall that came out in 2007. He first performed that on Letterman's show in 2006. And as you can imagine, that song has gone viral in the last couple of years. Many of Tom's paintings are portraits, and some of which are musicians depicting certain songs. His work has been acquired by the El Paso Museum of Art, and it's been featured in about a dozen galleries around the world, and he has got a book of essays and two books of his art and a novel. And before Tom, we opened with Austinite Sam Baker and Broken Fingers from his album Pretty World that was released in 2007. Sam also is a painter who favors, in general, grays, kind of grays in his work, although his first piece was a really colorful bird with its wings spreading. Sam also is a photographer of landscapes and, as he says on his website, other stuff he's interested in. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are featuring Texas musicians who also are artists, so thanks for listening. Musicians and artists tend to have a quirky sense of humor, and I think it's time for a little bit of that. We're going to open this set with an Austin icon by the name of Carry On. That's spelled K-E-R-R-Y-A-W-N. Back in the 70s and the 80s, he was the front man for an Austin band called the Uranium Savages. And here they are with a song called Yuppie Blues, performed live at a festival called Max Fest in 1987. And check out some of the references to that year as well. Here is Carry On with the Uranium Savages.
Rain Man! Yeah.
Once upon a time, some time ago back on the East Coast, in New York City to be exact, a bunch of artists and painters and sculptors and musicians and poets and writers and actors and dancers and architects all started feeling real superior to their ego counterparts out on the West Coast. So they all got together and decided they would show those snotty surfer upstarts a thing or two about the Big Apple, and they hired themselves a truck. It was a big, spanking new, white, shiny, chrome-plated cab over Peterbilt with mud flaps, stereo, TV, AM and FM radio, leather seats, and a Naugahyde sleeper, all fresh with new American flag decals and art arc printed on the side of the door with solid 24-karat gold leaf type. And they filled up this truck with the most significant piles and influential heaps of artwork to ever be assembled in modern times, and sent it west to chide, cajole, humble, and humiliate the Golden Bear. And this is the true story of that truck. Here's a truckload of art from New York City came a-rolling down. While the driver was singing and sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and she rolled off the road. Yeah, the truckload of art, it's burning near the highway. Precious objects are scattered all over the ground, and it's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. Hauling a truckload full of hot avant-garde. Yeah, the truckload of art, it's burning near the highway. Precious objects are scattered all over the ground, and it's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. Important artwork is thrown burning to the ground, tragically landing in the weeds, and the smoke could be seen both miles all around. Yeah, but nobody knows what it means. Yeah, a truckload of art, it's burning near the house. highway and a tough job for the highway patrol. I'll soon see the smoke and come running to poke, then dig a deep ditch and throw the arts in a hole.
Was Terry Allen with Truckload of Art from his landmark album Lubbock on Everything. Of course, he's from Lubbock, and he went to high school with Joe Harvey, who became his wife, and Jimmie Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock and Joe Ely. And Joe's art, or Terry's art, he works in a wide variety of media, including musical and theatrical performances, sculpture, painting, drawing, and video, and installations that sometimes have all of those things wrapped up in one. His works are represented in the collections of a number of international museums in New York, L.A., Houston, Dallas, Lyon, France, San Francisco. And in a fitting combination of his art and music, his close friend, Texan Guy Clark, asked Terry to make a sculpture that included Guy's ashes after he died. Before Terry, we heard Carry On and the Uranium Savages with a live recording of Yuppie Blues. And we would see Carrie occasionally at Esther's Follies, which was a comedy group in a club on 6th Street in Austin, and the club had a window that faced 6th Street. And there were times when Carrie and others in the group played as much to the window as they did to the people sitting in the club, although there was a pretty good crowd outside as well. Carrie also is a painter, is a poster artist, and he's a muralist, with his most famous being a mural called Ostentatious near the UT campus, and it was created way back in 1974. He also has a painting of a young Willie Nelson at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville. You are listening to Artist Edition of Boogie Back to Texas, where the musical artists are also visual artists. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks to Terry for doing the majority of the research, and thanks to you for listening.
Voice of Vashon loves our underwriters like Vashon Theater, the island's one and only movie house since 1947, striving to have something for everyone. The Vashon Theater has expanded their offerings to include national theater, Bolshoi Ballet, and art and architecture series. Find out what's showing and when at VashonTheater.com. Watch locally.
VOV programming support is provided by Quartermaster Cottage, where the harbor view showcases each season from the front deck. The spacious interior is always bright, and the location offers access to island activities as well as relaxing walks on the beach. They're open year-round. Find them on the web at quartermastercottage.com.
Well, next up are two artists with love songs of a sort. We're going to start off with painter-musician Mark Nesmith and a love song in which he's pleading for her to be his girl. Here's Mark Nesmith with Follow You Down.
Sitting down when you first walked in, but you knocked me right off of my feet. I swallowed my tongue when I tried to ask you your name. You just laughed and smiled at me. I'd never seen nothing like you before, and I ain't seen nothing like you since. I didn't know back then it was you I was missing, but I still wondered where you had been. And I will follow you down to the valley of the souls, follow you to the sea. If it cost my life to chase you, I'd die free. From the Golden Gate to the Empire State, clear to the ends of the world. I will follow you now and forever if you'll be my girl. I will follow you now and forever if you'll be my girl. Five to a teacher living down south by the coast. I used to fill my lungs with the pine and the oil of a boomtown since gone bust. I used to drive all night with nothing but a prayer for you to answer my knock at your door. The road to liberty was paved with memories of two steps on a sawdust dance floor. And I will follow you down to the valley of the souls, follow you to the sea. If it costs my life to chase you, I'd die free. From the Golden Gate to the Empire State, clear to the ends of the world, I will follow you now and forever if you'll be my girl. I will follow you now and forever if you'll be my girl. It was mid-July in the summer of 94 when we both said our I do's. Now it's three kids later and we're still together and I still get tongue-tied over you. I'd never seen nothing like you before and I ain't seen nothing like you since. I should have known it all along, this is where I belong, you know I do it all over again. And I will follow you down to the valley of the souls, follow you to the sea. If it costs my life to chase you, I'd die free. From the Golden Gate to the Empire State, clear to the ends of the world, I will follow you now and forever if you'll be my girl. I will follow you now and forever if you'll be my girl. I will follow you now and forever if you'll be my girl.
Remember when we used to be here now, living in the moment for days and days and nights and days on end. You found me in the distance, but who can tell where yesterday began? And now it's now again. There you are, forgetting not and not forgetting how. We learn to love each other like the mountain and the river when they bend. Like ripples in the moonlight, they're here now and then they're gone again. And now it's now again. Moving back, gone the light, shadows fall, come the night. If I lose you at the start, love, I will hunt you to the end, and I'll haunt you in the moonlight, and I want you. If I lose you at the start, love,
I will hunt you to the end, and I'll haunt you in the moonlight, and I want you in the wind.
Believe me, love, the wind knows how we used to be here now. Circles to remind us all about the time we used to spend. Don't let it come and go again, as if you don't believe it now and then.
Now it's now again.
Yeah, that was the Flatlanders, Joey Lee, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and the artist, Butch Hancock, with Now It's Now Again. That was on their Now and Again album, released in 2002, but the version I played was from live performance on Austin City Limits. Butch Hancock wrote that song and a whole bunch of songs, as a matter of fact, for the Flatlanders and others, and he's also an artist in two ways. He does some ballpoint pen drawings and really fabulous photography. On the music side, I said that he wrote a whole bunch of songs. In 1990, he and several other musicians played for six straight nights at the Cactus Cafe on UT's campus, and they recorded 140 of Butch's original song without repeating any. Before Butch and the Flatlanders, we heard Mark Nesmith from Port Arthur, Texas, which is on the eastern border with Louisiana, and the song Follow You Down. Mark's art is oil paintings with, according to his statement, semi-surreal and allegorical landscapes that reflect the unease with the course of humanity while celebrating the mysterious and eternal beauty of nature. He also teaches art at a local school district near there, and he also used to teach in Dallas, and he taught music and art there. You're listening to the Artist Edition of Boogie Back to Texas, where we are listening to musicians who also happen to be visual artists, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And thanks to my current spouse, Terry, for the idea and much of the research. Mark Nesmith said that he would follow his girl down, and we probably going to head toward the door with a thoughtful and intriguing song called Shadow Follow Me from artist Will Johnson.
Walking through the narrows just a searching for a living shadow, follow me. That it's funner just to hide where you can't see. I'm certain there's a comfort in the time that you're given, a comfort I can't see. I'm hoping there's a future in the number you and me. Been walking strong, living in your quiet way, way too long. So I sent you to the lobby just to search in on a mission. Summer, let us breathe. Too long.
That was Will Johnson from Austin and Shadow Follow Me. He's a singer-songwriter and painter, and on the music side, he used to have a band called Centromatic that some of you may have heard of, but he's now a solo artist, and his paintings are primarily partial images of baseball players with text included from some interview either that he did or someone else did. And like many of the artists featured tonight, it may be kind of fit into the outsider genre. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we are going to end up our review of musicians who are visual artists by bringing back Terry Allen, and this time with his warning about the collector and the art mob. Terry Allen on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening tonight.
He's lonely, is only a blank space in my hallway, on the wallway, between the hangings of paintings of lonely. It ain't lonely at all. Tonight, hey, the art mob's out tonight. I'll fiddle.